Blog Talk Radio.
So we're going to finish the prayer. We're having a few difficulties. And so,
In your hands.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you do prayer?
No, Pastor, not yet.
Okay. I don't know if they heard me or not, so could you do a word of prayer for us right quick, please?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. That was a word by Anthony Brown. Amen. Scripture I like to share coming from Psalms 150 and verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for our pastor as he teaches the word. We're thankful for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and those who will participate. Father God, we give you praise today, Father God. And as the song says, you thought we was worth saving, Father God, that you gave your life for us. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Bless all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those that are going through, Father God. Help us all to continue to grow in your word, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor. Continue to use him mightily, Father God. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, try to come up against our pastor, those that are listening, those that participate. We bind all that up. All negativity, we bind that up, Father God. But your word says, for whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So, Father God, help us to get more of the word of God in our hearts and help us to live according to that word. Now, Lord, bless each and every one as we go into our Bible study today. And we give you thanks in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for the song and for the prayer. I don't know. I hung up and I called back in. But anyway, that's another story for another time. I just pray that those that are listening are hearing. We talked about yesterday. The word says that we have been redeemed. And we talked about in whom we have redemption. Over in Ephesians 1 and 7. Ephesians 1 and 7 declare and decree that we have redemption. Redemption simply means that it's been paid for.
Amen.
Your sins have been paid for.
Thank you, Lord.
Past, present, and future. It's paid for. And the Lord always tells me this. If I paid the bill, why are you trying to pay it? Because that's how what we really be doing is trying to pay it. It ain't like we're going to pay it. Because in order to pay sin debt, the Bible says the wages of sin. It's actually, when you think about it, in this way I'm finna tell you, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. What it calls for sin is death, and Jesus died. He died. And you have to believe that. Then you have to believe that he was risen from the grave. You have to believe that.
Amen.
And we've been redeemed, meaning he paid for it already.
Thank you, Lord.
Some point in time in my life, I had no sense of redemption. Satan ruled over me. And I guess he ruled over some of you guys because you didn't know who you were in Christ.
Amen.
But I lived a great deal like that. I mean, oh God, pretty much most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that listening to the word of God, in light of redemption, things I understood now that I didn't understand then.
Amen.
Like church. See, the preaching is real when it's from the heart. The message has to be from the heart. Because I continue to tell the Lord, Lord, why are these folks just saved? Why ain't they? He said their heart is not in it. And I'm finna get somebody a word right now. Brother and sister, God is not gonna make you do anything. Let me be clear. I can't make you do anything. You got to want to do this from your heart. It has to come from the heart. So the Bible says you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to believe it in your heart. Healing got to be from your heart. Salvation have to be from your heart. Redemption have to be from your heart. Deliverance have to be from you. You got to believe that with your heart, with your whole heart, and be willing to do like that a woman did who said, but if I could touch the hem of the... You got to have that kind of heart that no matter what, if you have to elbow your way through a crowd, you're going to do it. But I thank God that we do have redemption, and I think we really need to teach more about redemption and what we have. That's something we have. We can't continue being cheated out of what's ours. We're being cheated. The church is being cheated. Preachers are being cheated. Believers are being cheated because for the lack of the knowledge that redemption is already yours. And if you can believe that, you have eternal life.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
I remember back yonder when one night God gave me an eternal revelation. And he said, you go and you preach this eternal word. Let the people know that no matter what's going on, if they'll keep my word in them, he said, I'll stay in there because I'm faithful. I'll stay in there. They got to keep me in there. And see, when you get the word in you, you got God in you, man. The enemy can't stop that. And I don't care what he said. Like I said on yesterday, 1 John 1:9 says, if we'll confess our sin, he is faithful. You're dealing with a faithful God. Can't you tell he's faithful? Look, the sun comes up like it's supposed to. The moon's day. The earth rotates. I was looking at the trees, how they're naked. God is faithful. He's faithful in everything.
Yeah.
He's faithful in everything he does. We're dealing with a faithful God, a God that's going to be there even when you're not there. He's been with us from the rocking of the cradle. Matter of fact, he was with us before our mama, before our daddy, before our grandparents. God has been with us, brothers and sisters, because he's been faithful to get you back here. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But then I hear the voice of God saying, confess. Confess it all. Confess your deliverance. Confess your salvation. Speak like I speak. See, because we're new creatures now.
Amen.
And really, I just had to say, well, wait a minute. Let me take another look at this. The word of God, again, and I began to read it, and once more, it says, he's faithful, and he's just to forgive us of our sin. So you've been forgiven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got to accept it. You got to receive it.
Amen.
And as quiet as it kept, it ain't nothing else he can do for us. He's given us everything we need pertaining to godliness. We got it. He's given it to us. Everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So when the Lord said darkness is gone, he's faithful to remove it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, brothers and sisters. Here's where we really fail. God, now, let me say this. God have confessed that we're his children. He's been confessing that we're his children. We just have to start confessing what he say about us and not be religious. Well, I love the Lord. We say all that stuff, but here it is. Is it from the heart? See, it has to come from the heart. Man, I can't overemphasize that. It has to come from the heart. And if it's not from the heart, it's not God. I'm going to say that one more time. If it's not from the heart, it's not God. See, listen, brothers and sisters, when you began to confess, you just got rid of Satan. You confessed Satan out and brought God in. That's what happened. You broke all your ties with Satan through confessing. You can't imagine it. You can't hope it. You have to speak him out of your life. And you have to speak God in your life.
Amen.
When Jesus says, I am a son of God, we can say the same thing. Because if he's a son, and then we're joint heirs, y'all watch this now, if we're joint heirs, and matter of fact, the Bible says we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ. So for that alone, if you don't recognize that you're an heir, Bible says you joint heirs with Christ. So whatever Jesus Christ has, you have it.
Hallelujah. Ooh, amen.
See, when you're joint, you have a joint account. Everything in the account belongs to everybody that's part of that account.
Amen.
When you're joint, Pastor and I have a checking account, and Pastor got put $100 in, and I put $200 in. Pastor have access to whole $300. Pastor put $2,000 in there, and I put $8,000 in there. Pastor got access to the whole $10,000.
Amen.
You have to go in and say, well, you know what? Let me just know. If healing is in Christ, healing is in us. It's delivering. And then I got scripture for you. Now, remember Mark 16 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall cast out devils. Yes, same thing Jesus did. We can do that. We have that same thing going on in our life. But we just have to believe it from our heart and not from our head.
All right.
Just like righteousness. You're already righteous. God made you righteous. When Jesus died, and then the mere fact that you're a joint heir, so you know Jesus have righteousness. So if he have righteousness, watch this. If he have righteousness and you're a joint heir, watch this. If he have love, and that's what God is, and Jesus tell us to love one another as he have loved us, now, if he have love, watch out, I'm finna go there, and we'll join him. Whatever he have, we have.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
We have everything the Lord has. Doesn't matter. Whatever he have is what we have. Whatever he have is what we have. Remember he said, if any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That's John 14:23. And let me say this for those that may not understand that like that. What he really saying is that if you love me, he's going to come. He is coming personally. But there again, you got to believe with your heart, not with your head. He's going to come. So you don't be shocked. Don't let it be a surprise. He's coming because his word says, you're standing on this word, and he says it, then it's yours. It's yours.
Okay.
You believe it. You believe that he's coming. Well, I don't know the Lord. Yeah, he's coming. If you believe it, because he said it. Remember, we just read a moment ago, he's faithful.
Yes, he is.
He won't miss. He will make it happen. You know, they got a thing going on in America. They'll say, he the GOAT. Just like when you're LeBron James. Because he's such a great basketball player, they said he the GOAT. Football player, he just retired because they ain't seen nobody like him. They said he the GOAT. Well, I want to tell you, brother and sister, if you can have that mindset for that, know that God gonna be there. In crucial times, he's going to be there. When you need him, he's going to show up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So he's more than that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to tell you about Isaiah 41 and 10, because that has to become a reality. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. And this is coming out the mouth of God. He said this is what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, I receive it, Lord. I receive. That's what you got going on. I receive it. Thank you for it. Thank you for your strength. I'm not going to be dismayed. I'm not going to be shocked. I'm not going to even worry. Because you said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Amen.
So this is mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Sometimes we dare to confess it before the world. But I want to tell you, it's a wonderful thing. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm just hoping that everybody is hearing me well. Pastor, you have a few words of encouragement or anything you'd like to share?
Yes, Pastor. I was enjoying the scriptures and the words you was given, being led by the Holy Spirit. I thank God. The first one you had mentioned was Ephesians 1:7. And I'll read that. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And then from the New Living Translation, it says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. What an awesome word. And so I just amen. Thank God for the word. Yes, amen, amen. And it's, I think it was, and then I like the fact that in John 15:1, and I'm reading this from the Message Bible, it says, I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear fruit, and every branch that is grape bearing, he pruned back so it will bear even more fruit. So that lets us know we are, once we confess, as Pastor says, as once we confess and as the Word of God says, then we are a part of him. Amen. What he got, we got.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Share
that part
say.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Mhm. Thank God. I just thank God for the word, Pastor. I'm like you. I was once not in it, but thank God now that I know I've been redeemed and I'm filled with the Spirit of God now. That's a big difference, a big change.
Amen, amen. You know, I saw this picture where this it would have to do with slavery. God, master, paid for him, and he became free. And that should be our attitude. Our master paid for us, and he said, "I's free, I's free." So when he would see other people, he said, "I's free, I's free, I's free man."
All right.
Yeah. Listen, brother and sister, that should be our way of thinking. You're a free man.
Yeah. You
said, that's free.
Thank you.
Why, that just wrong. That stuck with me. I'm free. I'm a free man.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. I'm going to leave it right there, and hopefully we'll see you guys on Sunday for the review. Meanwhile, thank you so much, Pastor. Thank those that can hear me, those that's online. We appreciate you. I apologize. I can't get you in right at the moment, but y'all know Pastor is the co-pastor, so she the broadcast, so therefore she's automatically in. All right. So, meanwhile, y'all take care. Again, thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.